This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I say this a lot when it comes to the news, but it is a fact. You just don't know where to start. Wow. The craziness of leftism comes at you fast and furious. And when you're doing the job that I do, where you're trying to figure out, okay, how do we prioritize this? I'm telling you, it is insane. We could talk about the economy. It's a big deal, right? You're paying a lot more for food, for services, everything. It's no end in sight. Big deal, right? But it depends on how much money you make and all that. So I have to balance that with the audience. Crime. Crazy. I'll give you an example. There's been a spike in the slashings in New York City subways. Now, this is public transportation that all the municipalities try to get people to use because it'll stop congestion and it's got all these great ideas, right? But how well do they protect you? Not very well. 35% increase in the slashings. Now, it was already bad. Remember Bernie, what's his face? The dude who shot guys in the subway? Yeah, the bad guys trying to get him in. He almost went to prison over that. Why? Because he had a gun. How dare he have a gun when people were trying to take his money or take his life? How dare he protect himself? Too bad we can't invest in crime on the stock market when Democrats are in charge, people. Because we could celebrate when crime increases across this country. But right now, Democrats are the only people who profit from violent crime. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com is where you can find out about me and the team. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a shout. Democrats profit from crime. I've told people many times, and they don't believe me, but I can tell you this firsthand. Democrats meet regularly with shot callers, and there's a mayor of a city, and there's a black market mayor of a city. And trust me when I tell you, the black market mayor is just as revered and respected as the mayor that gets elected. And if the mayor doesn't recognize the shot caller, the dude who determines the drugs, who buys judges, who buys cops, etc., let me tell you something. He or she will not be long lived in that position. Anyway, we're going to discuss the idiocies of the left, the world's most ignorant people, as we do each and every day on this very show. And I know that might upset some people, that their sensibilities. Oh, Kevin, we want to be good and get along with everybody. Well, this is not the show for you. If you want to get along, if you want to reach across the aisle, if you want to pull a John McCain or a Lisa Murkowski or a Susan Collins or a Mitt Romney or any of these other rhinos and reach across the aisle to insanity, go reach. I'm not reaching with you. See, I already know right from wrong. I don't have to try to figure out what's going on the other side. Oh, let's try to get inside their head. I've already been there. I don't mean that I've been stupid like them. I'm saying I've evaluated it. See, I don't have to do stupid in order to understand stupid. I can look at something and go, oh, I wouldn't do that without having to do it. But leftists have to do it. They have to it finally has to hit home. And I think it's beginning to hit home. What do you think? Tons of stuff that I want to talk about today. By the way, I want to cover the Clinton resurgence. Have you heard about what's going on with Hillary Clinton? Yeah, the Clinton resurgence. I'm not concerned at all about Hillary Clinton. I find it funny that this woman who's run a racketeering organization with her family, who got her butt kicked in 2016, and who is in the midst of a scandal, this is when she, if you want a definition of leftism, this is it. She is caught red-handed across the board, If you're a Democrat and you and Hillary Clinton is your new savior, your retreaded, I'm saying twice retreaded savior, you better get some new tires. This is unbelievable. What does that say about this party? What does it say about Democrats? That they have no, first of all, it is not a vote of confidence in Crazy Joe. Captain Demento is on the chopping block, and rightfully so. He never should have been cheated in. They should have had a free and fair election. Now, I know it's bad to say that, and then you lose listeners if, you know, oh, Kevin, whatever. I don't know if the Democrats are still wanting to get out there and lie about it. But the fact is, if you're going to cheat somebody in, at least make them a real hero. Go find yourself a gladiator. You cheat in with a 70-something, mid-70-year-old dude who's already lost his mind, and you know it, and your people tell you, and you expect good results, shame on you. And now, look, the best, the Democrats invited Clinton to speak in New York at this convention. They obviously like her. I don't know about you Republicans, conservatives, whatever you call yourselves out there. If we invited Hillary Clinton, or, you know, the equivalent of her to a Republican thing, it would be like inviting Romney. Really? Or inviting Paul Ryan or John Boehner. I'd be looking at people going, are you kidding me? Do we have to reach that far and down to the bottom of the barrel? So this is Democrats. I mean, I guess Hillary is of the ilk, the mindset, not the ilk, the mindset that if they can cheat Biden in and he's a demented clown, certainly it's my time. Certainly we can dust off the old signs, I'm with her. Man, what does that tell you that Hillary Clinton is sensing about this whole thing? She must sense blood in the water. Now, I'm going to tell you, you don't have to be Nostradamus to see where Biden's plot ends. And, oh, where is Kamala? Where is Sister Girl? Huh? Is she got her hair good? Is she got her nails good? Where is Sister Girl? I'm just curious because Kamala Harris is no, she's a non-player. She, you know what Kamala Harris is? She's a throwback to the old Democrats. I mean, to the old vice presidents where they did nothing. They just traveled around doing nothing. That is what Kamala Harris is up to. Boy, Democrats, I tell you, I know you're listening because you listen to my program. And look, I applaud you. I applaud doing it in secret. I know you're hiding in your closet. You don't want your little eunuch husband to find out about it. Or if you're a eunuch husband, you don't want your butch wife to put you in a headlock. I get it. Okay? But I'm glad you're here. You're going to learn something today as you do every day. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed, and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761. Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa, that's ridiculous. Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Remember Djokovic? The world's number one tennis player who got ganked in Australia or whatever and wasn't going to get the shot. And I don't know all the details around it, but he didn't get to play the Australian Open. And let me tell you what happened. I don't know who won it, but here's what I can tell you. Whoever won it, you did not win the Australian Open. You won a B-League version of it. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Now, this happened a while back, but this is a big deal. Because Djokovic said he's not going to play Wimbledon or the French Open if he has to be vaxxed. But he also says, I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Now, the article read when I found it as if he distanced himself from, quote, anti-vaxxers. Well, I'll ask you again. I've asked this question many times. Are you anti-vax? Are you anti-science? Are you anti-medicine? And the short answer is, of course not. You're not anti-anything except you're anti-stupidity. That's what you're anti. Welcome back, conservative patriots. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Love that we're bringing on new markets all the time. Well, not all the time, but a lot. People are always talking about us. We're certainly bringing on new listeners all the time. And I encourage you to go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. or give me a call at 844-551-8255. Love to hear from you. Let us know what you think about the show. Anyway, he did an interview after his farcical deportation from Australia not long ago. And Djokovic told the BBC that he was not an anti-vaxxer, but took a stand for individual rights by saying, "My body is more important than any title or anything else." I applaud him. And this story is powerful in the sense that this is a guy on the national stage. He's at the height of his career. And he's saying, look, I don't care what the world wants to do. I'm not going to do it. And he did it. He thwarted the New World Order. I'm telling you, why are we here today where they are now backing away? What did I tell you? Boop, 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 boop. Backing up the left because they couldn't implement this. But I'm going to tell you guys something. It is only temporary. They're looking for other places where the fence isn't electrified. We turned the electricity back on the fence. And now they're getting shocked again. But here's what was interesting about this article. The media tried to spin that Djokovic wasn't, he was not an anti-vaxxer. As I mentioned, none of us are, I'm not going to say none. I have a friend that works with me. Her son has never gotten a vaccination. She and her husband decided they don't need it. And she had to do all the paperwork every time he enrolled in school. Now, she and her husband got vaccinated because they were kids. But they made the joint decision that their child was never going to get vaccinated. This dude has probably got the purest blood of anybody. I mean, put it this way. If there is a viral outbreak, I'm going to be right by him. I'm going to be, and when he's sleeping, I'm going to be trying to draw blood. What are you doing, Kevin? Get away from me, man. No, man. You're a pure blood. Now, those of us who did not succumb to the vaccination, to this forced vaccination. But every time I think about this, I just think of slavery. This idea that somebody says, you're going to get this shot. I'm not getting any. If you want to get anything out of me, you better ask sweetly. Because you want to try to make me do it? Man, I will go grow my own vegetables. Let me tell you what, if I have to go hunting humans at night in order to feed myself, I'd be like a vampire, black vampire out there eating people. Y'all better leave me alone. Oh, my gosh. But see, this high-profile person couldn't just be anti-Wu flu vax. No, they wanted him to be anti-vax. So they made this story as if he's an anti-vaxxer. No, he wasn't. And he waited it out. And I'm going to tell you, we will all be vindicated. Now, let me explain something to you white folks out there listening to me. Because, see, y'all are scared. Let me tell you, they are not going to give up. They're still going to, and here's what they're going to do. They're going to try to make it appear. Oh, no, we were never trying to force you. Well, where do you get that idea? And you're going to play video and audio, and they're going to still go, yeah, but it was just please, pretty please.
Well, wait a minute. You said I had to do it for my job, and that if I had to go to...
No. That was not if you fly on airplanes. No, that's not what we meant. Remember Obamacare? When
you can keep your doctor, and you can keep your plan.
And then when it happened...
Well,
there's Obama oohing and ahhing.
And it's, well, you know, we...
Anyway, what else are they going to do to you? Yeah, you can keep your doctor, you can keep your plan. No, we don't want... Remember in the time of Trump when they said,
there's no way that the government could mandate this.
Pelosi, every one of the leaders who then went against themselves did it, and they did it without even thinking about it. They didn't go, this is going to look bad. The optics of this wouldn't be very good. They did it openly in your face and dared you to go against it. Don't you ever... trust a leftist. Pay attention. Aaron Rodgers, another high-profile athlete. Remember when Aaron Rodgers said, look, I don't care what the NFL is requiring. I'm not getting the shot. I've talked to my team about it. You know what his team said? And I don't care. Don't get it. As long as you can throw that football. I mean, can you imagine that Tom Brady being forced? If Tom Brady would have been, I ain't getting the shot, and the rest of the team, we're going to do what he does.
That's the way it should work. You want to know what else? D.C., another leftist enclave to the growing list of jurisdictions that are rolling back Wu flu mandates, lifting the requirement in D.C. that city business check patrons for proof of vaccination against Wu flu. This is what happened the other week. Mayor Muriel Bowser said this. Businesses can choose to keep their vaccination policies in place, but let me tell you, they're not going to do it. And here's what they said. We're in a much better place now. Well, what is the timeline for this, quote, better place, folks? Nothing? Oh, yeah, it is. The November election, silly. This has nothing to do with science, public health, or safety. Now, they say, oh, the testing protocols for schools will remain in place. Let me tell you why they're doing that. They got to do that. They got to make you think, oh, no, there's still a risk for the little cheerins. Let's help the little cheerins. So they say that this is March the 1st. They say this will still be required. Any private businesses that want to do it, schools, child care facilities and libraries, congregate facilities, these are nursing homes, shelters, dorms, health care, medical facilities, public transit, D.C. government. Let me tell you something. All that is going to go away probably before summer. All of it. The Democrats, they can't do it right now because it would be too in their face and it would make you go, wait a minute, I had to get shots and there's lawsuits all over the place. But if they do it gradually and by summer it's gone, they get to slowly soft shoe their way into it as they tap, 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 and they try to make you believe, no, we didn't do anything. Look at what we did. You have your freedom back. As one person wrote the other day, your freedom is the carrot. Well, your freedom doesn't have to be a carrot. It's been yours from the beginning. Grow a pair.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Former President Donald Trump has issued a statement hitting President Joe Biden and the weak sanctions on Russia, saying the country has become very rich, causing oil prices to rise exponentially. Trump claimed in a statement issued by his political action committee, Save America, that there was no reason that the situation in Ukraine should have happened at all, and said that the sanctions issued against Russia are weak and insignificant compared to gaining total control over Ukraine. In the statement, Trump also pointed out that oil prices are continuing to rise and the U.S. was energy independent under the Trump administration. After two helicopter crashes on beaches over the weekend, today two Black Hawk helicopters crashed near a Utah ski resort during a Utah National Guard training exercise. No crew members were hurt in the accident near the Snowbird Ski Resort, and the National Guard said in a Twitter that both UH-60 helicopters were badly damaged. This is USA Radio News. The CDC is preparing another set of masking guidelines, and with that story, here's USA Radio's Lance Pry.
The Center for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to loosen its indoor masking guidelines to states very soon. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, the director of the CDC, is expected to announce masking guidelines Wednesday at a White House COVID-19 response team briefing. At this time, nothing has been finalized yet, but the CDC is considering a new benchmark for whether masks are needed or not. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court has decided to take up the case of a Colorado web designer who is opposed to creating wedding websites for same-sex couples because of her religious beliefs. The latest clash to become before the court involving claims of religious liberty and state laws that prohibit discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation. The court said in its brief on the decision, it will be deciding the question of whether applying public accommodation laws to compel an artist to speak violates the free speech clause of the First Amendment. This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Anybody who's been paying attention to this program knows that I have told you the Wu Flu ruse is the biggest ruse in the history of man. It's the biggest fleecing of a tax-paying citizenry ever known to man. And on so many levels, it tested the metal of the country that brought true freedom to the world, that brought this thing called the American spirit. And let me tell you, we failed as a nation. I'm not blaming you and me, the people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and this particular show. I'm blaming the people that went along with it, these sheep, the people that want to think of themselves as American citizens and dare to call themselves patriots, these leftists, these liberals, these so-called progressives that have not progressed in anything. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8254. Folks, I saw a video of Bill Gates. We're going to play the audio. Bill Gates spilled the beans in so many ways on the Wu Flu nonsense and on Omicron in particular. And the things that he says in this video that we're going to play this audio of, you'll catch it. But we're going to dissect it because on so many levels, it goes to show you how this man doesn't trust God. He doesn't really trust the science of evolution in your body. He wants to get this pharma thing moving. He believes he can manipulate the human genome. And he proves in his own statements that it failed. But let me tell you what it is. Bill Gates wants to be God. Oh my gosh. I guess we'll just start playing it. And let's play it in pieces because I think you'll catch it. By the way, he makes a mistake. And I'll correct it when he gets to it. But here's Bill Gates talking about the Wu Flu and Omicron in particular and how it sort of ruined things for the pharma industry.
To kick off, actually, and get a bit of a scene setter from Mr. Gates, because this is, I know, a topic that you've spoken on again and again. You were ahead of the curve prior to the beginning of this pandemic. Where would you assess where we are today in beating COVID-19?
Well,
You know, sadly, the virus itself, particularly the variant called Omicron, is a type of vaccine. That is, it creates both B cell and T cell immunity, and it's done a better job of getting out to the world population than we have with vaccines.
I'm sure you caught that. Yeah. Sadly, the virus itself is a type of vaccine, and it's done a better job of getting out to the world than the vaccines. That's what Bill Gates says. And I want you to understand how he introduces the topic. He's sad that your natural immunity and herd immunity did what it is supposed to do. Bill Gates is sad that God remains God. Bill Gates is sad that his all this money that he's put into playing God proved to be fruitless. I feel like I'm preaching. Can I get a choir up in here? I really do. I feel like I'm a Baptist preacher about to explain God to the masses. How could you be sad? You know what Bill Gates should have started out with? Well, you know, we should celebrate the idea that the natural immunity did work. And while we still want to work on ways to enhance that, which, you know, fine, I get it. It's modern science, or it's science. When we look back 100 years from today, this is going to look like we were cavemen operating on each other. But it's modern science of today, and we're impressed by it, but it is not more impressive than nature. It's not more impressive than what God can do. But Bill Gates didn't start off being happy that the virus itself is a type of vaccine, and those were his actual words. He's sad about it. And you could argue, well, Kevin, he's sad because had it been a more deadly virus and blah, blah, blah. Look. We've got deadly viruses through history. Okay, here's what I'd like to know while we're on the subject. What deadly virus has man caught that wiped out man? I'm just curious. And what is the population since we've had all these deadly viruses? Is it up or down? Because last time I checked, there are more people living on this earth today than at any time in history. And we've got all kinds of viruses, including man-made viruses circulating throughout, and we somehow managed to survive. You want to know the magic answer, people listening to my show? It's herd immunity. It's natural immunity. It's God-given immunity for your body to heal itself. Let's hear the rest of this.
If you do serial surveys in African countries, you get well over 80% of people have been exposed either to the vaccine or to various variants.
Now, I stop it there just for a second because he says he's either talking about they've been exposed to the vaccines or other variants. What he's meaning to say is they've been exposed to the original version of Wu Flu or the variants. He misspoke. So I just want to make sure that you're clear on that.
And so, you know, what that does is it means the chance of severe disease, which is mainly associated with being elderly and having obesity or diabetes, those risks are now dramatically reduced because of that infection exposure. And, you know, it's sad. We didn't do a great job on therapeutics. You know, only here 2 years in do we have a good therapeutic. Vaccines, it took us 2 years to be in oversupply. Today, there are more vaccines than there's demand for vaccines.
I could do three shows on just what he said there. First of all, they surveyed African countries. Okay. Why did you survey African countries? Why didn't you survey Scandinavia? Why didn't you survey America? 80% exposed to Wu Flu or variants, as I mentioned earlier. And he says the chance of severe disease and dying because of any comorbidities, whether it's your age, whether you're too fat, whether you're too ugly, whatever it may be that'll kill you from this disease, he says the risks are now dramatically reduced due to this exposure. Now, I want to go back to what he said earlier when I mentioned that he spilled the beans. He said this virus has essentially gone through the population and made people less vulnerable to the original of the Wu flu. He's talking about Omicron. He went, Omicron did a better job than we could have done. Wow, this is just amazing. And then he goes on, and this is the part that really bugs me, because I was doing the count as they were making all these medicines, and then, of course, I had health officials writing me saying, Kevin, we've got this many millions of doses, nobody's taking them. And then you start reading things where, and hearing stories where Biden says, we've shipped 300 million doses to Africa. And you go, why? Or we shipped 300 million doses to Somalia. Well, they only have 28 million people. The math didn't add up. And every time you turn on the TV, we were shipping medicines. We were producing enough medicines for the entire world and shipping it all over the place. And, of course, it has an expiration date, and Africans weren't taking it. Africans, I gave you the statistics of Africa. The number of people dying was fractions of what were, number of people getting the disease was fractions. The number of people dying from the disease was fractions. And here we have Bill Gates saying 80% of Africans have been exposed to Wu flu. And you know what he's not telling you? The majority of them aren't dying, even with regular Wu flu, nor from the variants. And what he's saying is all these people have been, if you want a litmus test, and by the way, this is the reason why they went to Africa. Africa doesn't have all the controls, if you will, to you know, you can look at them as a real petri dish of what's going on. And he's saying if there was anywhere that people were going to be dropping like flies, it should have been Africa. I said this, go back and listen to the podcast. Go download the shows. I said, I gave you statistics on Africa. I said, why aren't the Africans dropping like flies? They're certainly third world-ish in most countries. They, you know, don't have access to whatever. This thing is supposed to be the baddest thing on the planet. Why aren't Africans dropping like flies? And you know what the argument was from friends of mine that's supposed to be academics? They go, oh, well, Africa doesn't keep good data. Well, America manipulates its data, so what's the difference? But here's what I do know. If Africans were dropping like flies, we'd know it. We'd hear about the funerals, we'd hear about mass burials, we'd hear about burning of bodies. We heard none of it. And you want to know why? Because they weren't. Because this has been a scam from the beginning. And it's all about making money.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Who will be held accountable, folks, for all this stuff that we're dealing with? The deaths from the vaccines. Who's going to be held accountable for the theft from this scam? Who's going to be held accountable for the big cheat that occurred in this coup under Trump? Who's going to be held accountable for the money spent on the fake Russian collusion and all the other things that the left have perpetrated against us? Who's going to be held accountable for Bidenflation, for shrinkflation, and all the other things? The massive surge in crime, the people who are killed every day. My nephew, Nick, who was shot on the freeway on January the 20th in a road rage incident, a kid who bothers nobody, probably did nothing. Shot dead at the age of 26. Who's going to be held accountable? But before I get to any bad news, I want you to understand this. As conservatives, your world is in great shape. It doesn't matter what's going on around you. Your world is in great shape. This is almost religious in a sense. It doesn't. If you have a good, firm belief in a system that says, ain't no need to worry what tomorrow's going to bring, it's because you are firmly rooted in something bigger than you. So, you know, I told you guys the other day, I had a counsel with a friend of mine who's a very religious guy, and he was suicidal. And I said to him, man, get rid of that. You have too firm of a belief in something bigger than yourself. And you and I both know that whatever your problem is, somebody who's worse off than you has been through your problem. How did they get through it? And when we talked about a week later, I mean, I talked to him the whole time, but when he was better, he said to me, thanks, man. He goes, it was you, people like you, my friends, that got me back. And he was in great shape. I mean, he's feeling good. I'm still checking on him. Let me just say this, conservatives. We are flawed but righteous people. We're doing God's work. We are not fakes. We're not frauds. We're willing to sacrifice for each other. I watched actual footage from a World War II battle with Japan by our outpowered Navy. It was a battle for the Philippines, for this one area of the Philippines. And I watched young, mostly white men on various naval vessels sail into danger to confront a superior Japanese Navy. Admiral Halsey had gone off to chase what he thought was a battle up north, and the bigger part of our fleet left. And so they were left only with this little group of vessels that could not stand up against the most. The Japanese Navy was amazing. And you have to see the show to understand just the odds these guys were up against. And they had the actual guys on the boat that they interviewed. And let me tell you what these men said. It was a suicide mission. When we were ordered by the admirals of our ships to sail into the Japanese Navy, we all looked at ourselves and said, this is it. We don't have the firepower. Let me tell you what was funny about one of the scenes. They said they sent a torpedo at the boat. And they go, these destroyers, they're not made to take a torpedo hit at all. They don't have 16-inch, of steel hulls. He says, we were going to be destroyed. But what the Japanese had counted on was bigger ships. So they set the torpedoes for a lower depth than they did for these little, smaller vessels. And he says, the torpedo that was coming that would have absolutely killed us went under the boat. This was so, everything about this ship, this fight, was God all throughout it. And what eventually happened was the Japanese turned around because they thought, by the way, these young guys sunk two of their big battleships with the first two torpedo hits. It's an insane battle. But here's what I asked my young son. He was watching. My youngest son was watching it. And I asked him, I said, son, would you and your friends have done that? And he looked at me and went, Dad, there's no way, man. There's no way. He couldn't even fathom young boys turning a ship around to go fight the enemy. They don't understand what this country is about. They don't have the same feel for it. And unless we get that feel for them, shame on us. They're never going to love this country the way we do. Not the way these knuckleheads are trying to get them to do stuff. It isn't going to happen. Anyway, let me get back to what I was asking before. Who's going to pay for this stuff? Who's going to be held accountable for all the things that have happened? That, and one of the things is the lack of esprit de corps, the lack of American spirit, that we are now breeding into these kids. I mean, this is what they're learning. But specifically, I want to ask this question for the people who, now that the left are backing away from this vaccine nonsense, I want to know who's going to be held accountable for this guy, Brandon. I mentioned him in a show the other day, and we didn't get back to it. But Johns Hopkins Medicine did a report on this guy. Lymphocytic myocarditis is a rare form of myocarditis that can result in hospitalization for acute care. And it occurs when the white blood cells, the lymphocytes, enter and cause inflammation of the heart muscles. This condition usually occurs after a virus. The official findings of the autopsy of a young man named Brandon, no pun intended with Let's Go Brandon, that his entire heart was fully attacked for multiple months. It was damaged from top to bottom. His wife, Chantel Watt, this guy's name was Brandon Watt, said Brandon did not have COVID. His work supplied rapid tests. We'd done several throughout the summer and the fall. The virus that killed him was likely the mRNA vaccine. Any medical profession I've spoken to who has looked into this further has been quick to disregard the vaccine as the cause, as the research they use shows myocarditis cases only happening within 2 weeks after an administered dose. She says, first off, what effing research? We are the effing research. This is a wife who lost her husband, and she is mad. And here was her testimony. The father of my children died, dropped dead in front of them. At 2 and 6 years old, they lost their daddy traumatically. They will live almost their entire lives without one of two people who love them most. Without one of two people every kid deserves to grow up with. Brandon's death shook our community. Continues to shake it. It's about to rumble it even more. I've been very open about every aspect of it, from posting 12 hours after his death to continuing to share our story in all aspects of my journey through grief. You, the community, have encouraged everything about this. This will be the biggest thing I share. Listen closely. Brandon died of histiocytic myocarditis. I'm not a medical professional, as you can obviously tell. This was determined by the Ontario Coroner's Office at Kingston General Hospital because of the absolute shock of a healthy, active 34-year-old man dropping dead. His body was sent to Kingston for a full and extensive autopsy. The results can take several months, and I've just recently received the full report, which I had to formally request. When they eventually gave me the cause of death, it shocked both the local coroner and our family doctor. It was assumed he died of a cardiomyopathy, a generic condition that he would have been born with and had gone undiagnosed. This was not the case. Lymphohistiocytic myocarditis is caused by a virus. His heart was extremely damaged. There was so much scar tissue that it literally couldn't pump another beat. I had no chance of reviving him. The official report states that his entire heart was damaged. Not one ventricle or one area. Top to bottom damaged. Fully attacked for multiple months. And then she goes on to say the rest of what I said earlier. She says, until November the 5th, I was a sheep. I fully admit that. Brandon and I both believe strongly in the vaccine and would roll our eyes at protesters, conspiracy theorists, and all the anti-vax posts on social media. November 5th onward, my eyes have been opened. I owe this to Brandon, to share what I believe killed him, what did kill him, what left his daughters without their daddy, to open all our eyes, to allow ourselves to see things from another perspective. Let me just stop here. See, folks, this is what I'm talking about. When leftism hits home, then it becomes real. She didn't believe it. What else does she not believe? Does she not believe that Joe Biden cheated? Does she not believe that Hillary Clinton is a lying scoundrel? I mean, she's from Ontario. She's Canadian. Well, what else is she not believing? What else are leftists here not believing as the reality of Bidenflation and shrinkflation and all that hits them? Think about it.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.